Means of transport. Nowadays, there are a number of ways to get around a town or a city and to travel between distant places. In villages and smaller towns, you typically walk on foot or ride your bike. Bicycles are very popular because they are not expensive and definitely faster than walking. They are not meant to travel longer distances because pedalling is a very tiring job. In medium-sized towns, there is usually a bus service. Buses go around the town and people get on and off at bus stops. People also walk and ride bikes, but a lot of them use their own cars. If you haven't got a car or a bike and you're in a great hurry, you can take a taxi. The biggest towns and cities are usually crammed with different vehicles. Trams and buses go in all directions. Cars, vans, lorries and buses are often stuck in traffic jams, with the drivers looking nervously at their watches or tapping their fingers on the steering wheel. Many cities have underground systems, with many lines, stations and trains travelling under the ground. There is also an underground system in Prague. It is called metro. Three metro lines effectively connect the outskirts of Prague with its centre. Most cities also have airports. More and more people go to airports to do plane spotting. It is a hobby of watching planes and taking photos of them. Airplanes usually travel very long distances between cities, countries and continents. Travelling has become very easy and fast these days. The times when people had to find a horse and a carriage to get anywhere are long gone. To see how it is all changing, let's take a look at travel between Ostrava and Prague. If you walk on foot, you need at least 7 days of uninterrupted walking to get to Prague. If you go by car, it will take you around 5 hours. If you take a Pendolino train, it's 3 hours, 12 minutes. And if you fly to Prague, you'll be there in just 60 minutes. We may be sure that in the future, the time will be even shorter.